And he takes the knee, and the New York Giants are the Super Bowl 42 champions.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
They knock off the mighty Patriots 17-14.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Yeah. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Fernando is in Tom's River. What's up, Fernando?
Drew Lock is the week one starter, correct?
No, that's not true. No.
Oh, because I remember in the first episode of Hard Knocks, when they signed Drew Lock, Mara said that he was the number one until Daniel Jones comes back.
No.
Well, okay.
Hey, I mean, so he could have been, by the way, Fernando, he could be, but that's definitely not true now. No.
But Jones is back. So I don't know what you mean. Like, Jones is back.
Full go, so he's cleared for week one.
According to what I know,
I mean. I don't think he's got any restrictions, but it's August 1st. I mean, there's a ways to go. I believe he's on the path to start week one. I don't think there's nothing set in stone, is what we're
saying. He's taking first team reps in practice. Like, there's no.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess what my hypothetical is going to be, right? Okay, let's shift it then, all right? So, one and two, we got the Vikings, you got the Commanders, you got the Browns, and then week four in the first quarter of the season, we got the Cowboys. Is there any way that Dable shifts to Lock? Jones comes out week one, bad interception in the red zone. You know, how quickly
They're pulling him after that. There's no way. Fernando. I'm not saying that I'm averse to, at some point, giving Drew Lock a look if, you know, Jones is wobbly and the Giants are sputtering or whatever, but it's not going to be that kind of a hook, I could promise you that. And nor should it be. That's ridiculous.
Come on, Fernando. That's a call for week five or six.
Here we go.
Not August 1st. I am looking forward to those type calls, BT, but it is a little early for that. All right, so two more things I want to get to before we get back to the calls. We got a lot of calls. We'll get to you, I promise. But two more topics we've been teasing that I want to get to. The Pete Rose special that's on HBO or the Jets. One last thing on the Jets. What do you want to do here?
Get the Jets thing out of the way fast.
Tristan Wirfs signed a big extension
today.
And when we talk about Joe Douglas and his failures, we mostly talk about missing big on Zach Wilson. However, taking Mekhi Becton over Tristan Wirfs was just as big of a mistake from Joe Douglas, a guy who's an offensive line guy. He prides himself on rebuilding that offensive line. He had a chance there to change the outlook of the Jets franchise. If he picked right, he chose Mekhi Becton. And Tristan Wirfs has turned out to be the significantly better player. Joe Douglas should get ripped more for that one. It's easy to say Zach Wilson, quarterback, lazy, whatever top pick.
Yep.
But that was a bad one with Mekhi Becton.
That was a bad one. God, that was a really bad one.
He took Becton 11, Wirfs went 13.
Giants took Thomas that year, four.
Yes, number four.
That was Tua. That was Herbert back-to-back.
Yep.
Who else? I think Isaiah Simmons went to the Cardinals,
there,
right?
Yeah.
Eighth, if I'm not mistaken.
I mean, a lot of these guys.
Right?
But still, point is, he wanted a lineman.
Mm-hmm.
See, a lot of times you could say, well, you didn't know this guy was going to be that, or they hit on a late-round pick. Sure, I mean, Justin Jefferson also went 22 in that draft, but the Jets were looking CeeDee Lamb went a little bit later than that.
Yeah, wow.
But and by the way, you could look at Denver and say, well, Denver screwed up because they took Jerry Jeudy as a receiver at 15, as opposed to taking Justin Jefferson or even CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb went 17.
How about Henry Ruggs with the Raiders?
Talk about screwing up.
Yeah, no.
They screwed that one up, and then obviously Ruggs has had some major issues with it.
Yep.
But point is, we focus on the Jets, and they wanted a lineman. They had a choice between Wirfs and Becton, and Joe Douglas chose Becton. He got it wrong.
All right.
It's a big whiff.
I don't just defend Joe blindly. I don't do that. But, you know, I've got to refer to the tape. When Mekhi Becton first showed up, he was destroying people. Then he ripped up his knee, and then he put weight on.
Yeah, but don't you think that some of that is his work ethic?
I do, but I probably,
they should know that though.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying it was a home run pick, but it's not like they drafted a scrub. Like Mekhi Becton was garnering, you know, universal praise from guys who grade the offensive line.
Understood, but The difference is you have to hit on those. Like, Zach Wilson was getting praise from a lot of people, too.
No. But the praise for Zach was never justified. Like, the praise was never, wow, look at Zach, you know, reading this and seeing that. It was, all right, in shorts, he can throw it 70 yards, and he's pretty quick, so he's twitchy, so maybe he'll be good. That's very different praise than actually watching Mekhi Becton get to the second level and destroy linebackers, which he was doing.
Before Zach ever set foot on a football field in the NFL, they were saying he's the next Patrick Mahomes, or had similarities to Mahomes. So it's not, I just can't, and I'm not trying to bring in Zach back to the conversation again or show how absurd that is. My point is, every draft pick that is getting selected in the first round, people are high on. It is the general manager's and organization's job to figure out which guys are going to stick for whatever reason. Could be motor, could be heart, desire, will, physical health, all those different things. The Jets chose wrongly.
Right? All right, let me give you an example. They did. They chose.
Right.
Yeah, they didn't get it right. Let's take Evan Neal.
Yeah.
All right? So, Evan Neal, I mean, he's just...
Right. He's a bust. Yeah, I mean, can we say that or not?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's very good at all. I don't love his attitude. I don't think he's very good.
Right.
Hopefully, he proves us wrong. He's running out of time. But let's just say... So, Evan Neal has not put anything really good on tape. He just doesn't look like a good player.
Yeah. We're back then when he was healthy.
Yeah, so think about this. Like, imagine if... Instead of, like, Evan Neal, it was the exact same path as Becton with the Jets. Like, and we're not sitting here saying Neal's a bust. We're sitting here saying Neal's been unlucky with injuries, and now he's put on weight that he can't shed, and it's really impacted his trajectory. Like, Joe Douglas didn't misidentify a player. He identified a stud, then he got some bad luck. Giants drafted the wrong guy. There's a difference.
Understood. But Joe Douglas didn't draft the right guy with the heart or the desire.
Yeah.
Just based on tape, sure.
I'm not pushing back on that.
You got to figure out if the guy's got the desire. And clearly Becton did not have the desire.